This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Ever experienced that phenomenon where you don't encounter a given thing for a while and then all of a sudden you encounter it in multiple contexts really close together? No? It actually happens to me a lot. And a recent occurrence of this phenomenon is what's responsible for the subject of this episode. In 1994, Squaresoft released an RPG called Live Alive, or Live Alive, or maybe Live Alive, Live Alive. L-I-V-E space A space L-I-V-E. I really could pronounce that any number of ways. Though the game looks beautiful, I have heard from multiple people that it's actually not Square's best from that era, so I've never actually gotten around to playing it, even though there is a fan translation available online. I can tell you that the game has you playing in various time periods, going through different vignettes and controlling different heroes. There's a Western segment, there's a martial arts segment, there's a superhero segment, there's a caveman segment. And in the end, I guess all the plots tie together, but I won't spoil that for you. And I can spoil it because, you know, I read about it on a wiki somewhere rather than actually playing it. It's just as good, right? To me, the most important thing to know about Live Alive is that it was composed by Yoko Shimomura, who, if you have been listening to Sing Mountain, you may know that I love. In case you don't know, Shimomura composed most of the music in Street Fighter II, but is currently known for composing music in RPG series like Kingdom Hearts and the Mario & Luigi games. Which is to say that what she's putting out now sounds very different from what she was putting out back in the day. She has evolved, and this game marks an interesting transition point in her career. It is an RPG, but it doesn't follow a lot of RPG conventions because the time periods are not what you usually see in these sorts of games, and the music follows suit, so there's a lot of music that doesn't really sound like RPG music, but it is an RPG. Some of it actually sounds like Street Fighter II, and I'm willing to bet that that's intentional. Anyway, I did put one track, the Demon King Odio, on my 16-bit Halloween episode, which is episode 46, but didn't really give the game itself all that much thought. And then, in the span of a few days last week, I heard a track from it on the VGM podcast Forever Sound Version, which did a Japan-only Super Famicom exclusives episode, which is a good episode, by the way, and check out that podcast. He has really good taste in tracks. Then I was on Tumblr, and I saw a pixel art GIF from this game, which, by the way, is on the Tumblr Obscure Video Games, which is very good, although maybe it's weird to recommend a Tumblr because I guess we're not really doing Tumblr anymore, but still there, go check it out. And then my roommate sent me that very GIF, like a day later, and when I told him it was from this game called Live Alive, he said he'd never heard of it. I decided that the universe was encouraging me to profile this game's music, and at least tell people a little bit about the game, even if you're only experiencing the music version of it. It's really good music, and it's a good soundtrack, even if the game is not that great. So this is one of those Friday 30 minutes-ish episodes. I'm just going to do one block of music all the way through. Go to singingmountainpod.com to see the track names if you're interested in doing that. And I think I might actually be going back to this game in the very near future. I've got an idea. I think it's a good idea. Anyway, here, in a sense, is Live Alive. Or Live Alive, whatever. whatever you want to call it.
Thank you.
And that's it. You can listen to all the episodes of this show at singingmountainpod.com, and also any place you would find a podcast. I'm Drew Mackey. Tweet nice things or mean things at me at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at singmopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. Give me a rate and review, please. I'll be reading a fresh one in next week's episode, not this one because quickie episode. Also, this is a Table Cakes podcast. Head to tablecakes.com to listen to some of the other shows on this Los Angeles-based podcast network. I host two of them, so if you don't hear enough of my voice, there's more there. And support our shows by going to patreon.com/tablecakes. I have one last track for you. It's called Difficult Fight, and it's another example of Yoko revisiting her Street Fighter-y past. I don't know what it's from exactly because I have not played the game, but I guess based on that title and based on the sound of it, which is very Street Fighter-y, there's probably something else in itself evoking that genre. I guess? Tell me if you know. See ya.